Hello, welcome to the PR for Dolphins podcast. My name is Irene Maloney. The topic today is your elevator pitch from 0 to 60. Can you explain what your business does and why it's significant in 60 seconds or less? What does your product or service do? Why is it going to change the world? Simple questions, right? Do you have a simple answer? Would your grandmother understand it? When asked this question, I've never had anyone say that they didn't have a 60-second elevator pitch. They start out with good intentions, but 3 to 5 minutes into their pitch, they either mention that they're still trying to refine their messaging, or they finish up their thought and smile, hoping I found their answer insightful. So why can't a brilliant team that's developed a breakthrough answer such a simple question? Logic would say that they should be able to, right? I mean, come on, it's not rocket science. Just check out a few elevator pitches online and you'll see how difficult it really is to create a powerful and concise elevator pitch that everyone can understand. As professionals, we wish we could be the best in every area. Unfortunately, we are human beings, and even the best of the best have specific areas that they do exceptionally well and other areas that they may be better off getting an expert for. The key is being able to recognize your strengths and weaknesses, and this is easier said than done. With budget restraints today, it's very tempting to wear more hats than one should. I understand this firsthand. A while back, I thought about doing my own bookkeeping and taxes. I mean, how hard can it be with all the technology out there? As you can imagine, I soon realized that I was not doing myself or my business a favor trying to take on an important function that someone else could do much better. Okay, back to the elevator pitch. Is it a necessity or a luxury? A necessity. You need to be able to explain the significance of your business and or solution in an easy to understand language. It should not be longer than a sentence or two. Once you have it down, every employee, partner, investor needs to know it by heart. If you don't have an elevator pitch, it's okay. It's not too late, and starting from scratch is sometimes easier. If you already have an elevator pitch and think it's brilliant, you need to run it by a communications professional, a few trusted clients and or investors, and a few grandmas. Time it and pay attention to their faces. Do they look confused? Ask them afterwards to share with you what they would say if someone asked them a question about what your company does. What you don't want to do is write it, email it to your team mentioning how brilliant you think it is, and then expect honest feedback. They know who signs their paycheck. Even if you get honest feedback, how would you prioritize the feedback? With the comments from the VP with a background in manufacturing or accounting outweigh the comments from your communication team? Let's say you have an electrical challenge at your home. Would you call or email your spouse, plumber, barber, painter, and gardener and ask them what they think you should do? Probably not, right? You would probably call the electrician and ask for a few options that would work equally well, and then ask others for opinions on which recommended route they would take, and then make a decision. Thank you for joining us today. For more information regarding the PR for Dolphins books, events, and services, please visit prfordolphins.com. My name is Irene Maloney, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.